K-Rock 955, it's the Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer, Tom King in the host chair. Of course, K-Rock Football live from 2 o'clock with Carlton and Collingwood. But yesterday in the GDFL, round 11, East Geelong 15-10-100, North Geelong 10-14-74. A handy win for the East Geelong Eagles, their third of the season. They won't play finals, but they're starting to build under new coach Jeremy Power, who joins us for the first time on the Wash Up. Jez, firstly, congratulations on the win. Welcome. And talk to us about half time yesterday when you're trailing by a point. What was the message that sort of saw you explode in that third quarter?
G'day, King. Thanks for having me on. It was really just about believing in where we're going with the footy club. We've been in a couple of positions where we got our nose in front, and we just wanted to try and get three quarters footy together, and when we get three, we try and get four. So it wasn't too much. It was really player-led inside the rooms. They just wanted to go out and prove that they're heading in the right direction. So it was good that came out.
You got appointed late last year, and you've seen a black cat, unfortunately. Injuries and the like, walked under a ladder as well, and player departures, and you got some recruits in, but you just haven't been able to get continuity of your best squad, have you?
No, we've probably had a few changes each week, which we're sort of starting to get settled down, and then we found out yesterday that Bobby's had an injury with some facial fractures, so he might be out for a little while again. So the black cat's certainly around, but we just try and work through with the players and all improving, so we sort of don't try and put a focus on too much of that stuff.
So it's Bobby Griffiths you're talking about, kick six yesterday. What happened, and what are you looking at?
It was just an accident, I think. He was chasing out of the tackle, and the North Geelong player, I can't remember who it was, just turned around and struck him with an elbow or a head. I haven't quite seen the vision, but he was left dazed, but wasn't feeling too good after the game. Went to the doctors and found out there's a few fractures in there, so that could be him out for a while, so unfortunately.
Been a bit stop-start for him too. He had that couple of weeks suspension in there as well, and he straightens you up, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does. He's he's probably been battling a little bit of a knee injury with tendonitis, but we had a different treatment go in, and yesterday was the first time he's actually played injury-free for quite a long time, and with a clear head and a good body, you know, he played really well, you know, took marks and kicked six, which is fantastic for us.
Let's talk about the positive. Let's talk about some of the players who you've seen really emerge through the first half of the season in what's been a difficult start to 2018 in your coaching tenure.
Sure, I suppose with a young team, everyone's sort of improving at different rates, but Jake Nawadi and James Vandenberg in our back line has been fantastic. Really, over the last couple of weeks, it's really clicked into gear for those guys. And then we've got Daniel Travaskis, who had a year off, well, a couple of years off, and was playing gridiron, and he just put his hand up yesterday and played a really good game up as a forward. And then, we've probably got Will Hall, who's come across from South Bowen, is really stepping up his game with a bit of an interrupted pre-season. He's really clicked into gear for us as well.
You look to obviously 2019 already. Do you start thinking about how you assemble your list for next year with, you know, seven rounds still remaining and knowing that obviously you'd need everything to go right if you were to sneak into fifth spot?
Yeah, you do. You do cast an eye forward. I think what we're trying to do as much as anything is just get good standards. Even now, we're talking about how well we train and those sort of things, just trying to make sure that everything leading into next year is all lined up. So, yeah, and then we start looking at, where the holes are in the team and where we want to try and bolster a few of those up. So, yep, definitely looking forward to next year, but definitely keeping an eye on where we're travelling this year and making sure everything's going right as we go week by week.
Yep. You had a massive fundraiser for Earl Cody last Saturday night, your captain, who's obviously suffered a horrible injury in the pre-season. Can you give us an update on how he's going and how the night went?
He's going really well. I mean, it's a long road when you... I suppose the biggest issue is the nerve issue with his foot and can't walk unassisted at the moment with that. But he's in, he was there, spoke some really nice words about what the club's doing. But we had a great night. We probably had, I won't say the numbers, but it was a big turnout. We had lots of sponsors, lots of fundraising. I don't know the exact figure, but everyone chipped in to help him out. He's a ripping fella, and he'd be on the track leading the way if he wasn't. But that's the way it went. But he's in great spirits, really.
Certainly. Big one next week up to Werribee for a crack at them. Are these games you look at and go, we're a sneaky chance to win games like these?
Yeah, I think after the first time we played them, they really played super footy and we weren't quite up to it. But all the guys are pretty keen to make amends for that. And any other team that we sort of got touched up early on the year, we really think we can go up there and give them a chance. So we'll see come Saturday night.
Fantastic, Jez. Well, we appreciate your time. We hope everything's okay with Bobby Griffiths because he's a great player to watch as a key forward. We don't have a huge deal of them of his size running around in the competition, but, gee, you can take a mark, you can kick a goal, and hopefully, fingers crossed, all well there. But well done on the win. Great to talk to you, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Nick.